Shelley would just love to eat potatoes. I mean, she ate them every day. She liked them so much that she actually put them in a backpack and carried them around with her all the time. She'd eat them just like apples. Every single day, she'd bring at least a half a dozen, maybe more, potatoes with her. And she'd sit on the bus and eat them. She'd sit at the beach and eat them. She'd even take a walk in the park and eat them one right after the other. And people would actually follow her around just to see how many potatoes she would eat in one afternoon. Well, she didn't really like people watching her eat all these potatoes, and she really didn't like people looking at her and giggling and all that stuff. So she decided she was going to do something, and that was she wasn't going to eat any potatoes at all for 3 full days. Well, when she stopped, the people stopped coming around. They stopped looking in her window. They stopped knocking on her door and running away, thinking that she's going to come to the door with a potato in her mouth. She didn't do anything. She did nothing at all. She just sat right there and just let everybody kind of like forget about her. But the problem was, she was heard about on the news, the local news station, the radio and TV, about the potato woman. And she didn't like that at all. Her face was even shown on the TV. And they talked about what she looked like on the radio so everybody knew who she was. And she was so sad. She thought, oh my gosh, what shall I do? What am I supposed to do? I love potatoes, but why should I stop eating them just because they're making fun of me? Well, she put her foot down and said, this is it. I'm going to do what I want to do because I want to do it. And she made up her mind. That was what she was going to do from this day forward. She loaded up her backpack, strapped it on her back, and away she went. She opened that door up and walked right outside and faced the world. Photographers were out there, little kids, elderly women, older men. Everybody was out there just looking at her. And they knew what she had in the backpack. And they were making comments and giggling and laughing and stuff, but she didn't care. She didn't care one way or the other because this was her and this is what she wanted to do, and it wasn't hurting anybody at all if she did that. So that's what she did. She went to the railroad station, sat in one of the chairs, and had a potato to eat. And she ate it. People were taking videotapes of her with her cell phones and with actual video cameras. And they were talking about her behind her back. One person came up to her with a microphone and asked her what she was doing. And she just kept on eating one potato after the other. She must have had an extra 4 or 5 potatoes in her backpack because it was pretty loaded. But she noticed she was getting a stomach ache. And she didn't like stomach aches, not potato stomach aches of all things. She didn't like a potato stomach ache at all and was just making her just woozy, and she just was a little bit dizzy, and she was just felt like she was going to do something she didn't want to do. And she had to look around for something. There was a place where she could go to rest. And she couldn't find it. She had a stomach full of potatoes and had to make it home about 5 miles away. She didn't know what she was going to do. And there were people following her. People were following her right straight behind her. Like as if she was a train walking down the street with all the train cars behind her. She'd go across crosswalks. She'd go across the street real slow, and they would too. They'd have to come in sections because of the light changing. Well, when she got almost all the way home, her stomach was really, really cramping up on her. And she put her remaining potato piece back in her backpack. She carried it along with her, and she was making it almost all the way home, and she had a massive, sharp pain in her side. Oh, she said. Oh. And she just buckled down to her knees, and she thought, dang, I should have never ate those last 6 potatoes. You know, the last one, she said, did me in. That was the problem. So, needless to say, she wasn't feeling too good. So she gathered herself back up again and tried to make it the last 500 feet. Little by little, she took little steps, but the crowd was gathering. Little steps, one right after the other, and the crowd was getting even bigger. Just before she was getting to her house, she had about at least 50, 60 people there snapping pictures, taking videos, talking to her, asking questions. She couldn't take it anymore. She just doubled up and started to crawl into her doorway. She reached up with her key and opened up her door and fell through the door. She crawled inside, and when she was in, she turned into a small little ball and pushed her legs back, and her legs shut the door on everybody. Peace and quiet. She could still hear him outside, but it didn't bother her one bit. Then she heard something, and it was a sigh of relief. Oh, that felt good, she thought. A big sigh of relief. Oh, finally released all the pressure. And she just laid there and relaxed. And she fell asleep right there. She had to. She had no choice. She just had to fall asleep right there. And she did. She fell asleep.